What gods? John was remembering that they'd seen no boys in Craster's keep, nor men either, save Craster himself.
The coal gods, she said, the ones in the night, the white shadows.
And suddenly John was back in the Lord Commander's tower again. A severed hand was climbing his calf, and when he pried it off with the point of his longsword, it lay writhing, fingers opening and closing. The dead man rose to his feet, blue eyes shining in that gashed and swollen face. Ropes of torn flesh hung from the great wound in his belly, yet there was no blood. "What colour are their eyes?" he asked her.
"Blue, as bright as blue stars, and as cold."
"She has seen them," he thought. Craster lied.
"Will you take me just so far as the wall?"
"We do not ride for the wall. We ride north, after Mansraider and these others, these white shadows and their whites. We seek them, Gilly. Your babe would not be safe with us." Her fear was plain on her face.
"You will come back, though, when your warring's done. You'll pass this way again."
"We may, if any of us still live. That's for the old bear to say, the one you call the Lord Crow. I'm only his squire. I do not choose the road I ride."
"No," he could hear the defeat in her voice. "Sorry to be of trouble, my lord. I only... they said the king keeps people safe, and I thought..."
Despairing, she ran, Sam's cloak flapping behind her like great black wings.